The following is a Bible study course from the United Church of God. To view this lesson and other resources online, please visit ucg.org.
Bible Study Course Lesson 5. Is There Hope for Human Survival? Points to Ponder. Points to Ponder is a regular feature of this course, to help you reflect on the major points you have just studied and to think beyond the content of the lesson and apply it on a personal level. It is meant as a study aid and a spur to further thought on these important biblical concepts. We suggest that you take the time to write your answers to these questions, as well as to other questions that may come to mind. Please feel free to write directly to us any feedback about this lesson or the course itself. Some Bible prophecies predict the darkest days are yet ahead, but is Bible prophecy always bad news? Consider Matthew chapter 24, verse 8, Romans chapter 8, verses 18 through 23. How does God communicate to humankind His will in advance of what will take place? Consider Amos chapter 3, verse 7, Hebrews chapter 1, verses 1 and 2. It is one thing to predict that an event will take place, and another to bring it to eventuality. Can God bring to pass what He foretells? Consider Isaiah chapter 46, verses 9 through 11. In Jesus' Olivet prophecy, He gave both a warning and prediction of a trend that would begin in the early church and continue until His return. What was that condition? Consider Matthew chapter 24, verses 3 through 24. Jesus prophesied of three other primary conditions that would also be prevalent in our world at the end of the age. What are they? Consider Matthew chapter 24, verses 6 through 8. What did Jesus say would be the fate of all humankind if God does not intervene in human affairs? Consider Matthew chapter 24, verses 21 and 22. What does God's Word admonish us to do to be ready for these coming times? Consider 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verses 4 through 11, Luke chapter 21, verses 34 through 36, Mark chapter 13, verses 33 through 37, and Revelation chapter 3, verse 3. Why was Jesus born, and why will He return to earth? Consider John chapter 18, verse 37, Luke chapter 1, verses 30 through 33, and Daniel chapter 7, verses 13 and 14. Many of the problems of this world can be traced back to the evil influence of Satan the devil. Consider 1 John chapter 5, verse 19, Revelation chapter 12, verse 9. Will Satan be particularly active just before Christ's return? Consider Revelation chapter 12, verses 12 through 17. What knowledge will fill the world as the government of God replaces the influence of the devil? Consider Isaiah chapter 2, verse 3, and Isaiah chapter 11, verse 9.
Thanks for listening to Points to Ponder. This concludes Bible Study Course Lesson 5, Is There Hope for Human Survival? To find other resources online, please visit ucg.org.